Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have been talking about Revelation for a long time now, and still we didn't finish. Also, we have heard of what is happening in different parts of the world where the same things are already happening, with war and famine and scarcity. Today we have Revelation chapter 22, and the Bible text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
In our last study of Revelation, we finished with all the judgments. We saw all the people were judged. Satan was thrown into the lake of fire. But today we want to look back at the rapture and the 7-year period. When will the rapture take place? Most Christians say that nobody knows the day or hour, because Jesus said like that. But Jesus spoke about nobody will know his second coming. The rapture is a different thing. So what they say is only partly true. Indeed, nobody knows the day or hour of the second coming of Jesus. Also, we can see the time and the signs from the Word of God. Unbelievers and fleshly Christians, they will be taken by surprise. By surprise. Daniel had a vision, but he was told not to write down what he saw until the end time. The angel said to him in Daniel 12:10, none of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise, those who are wise will understand. Those who are wise will understand. We have to be wise to understand what the Bible says. So as we are in end time, many things are being revealed to us who are wise. Things that Daniel has seen, things that Daniel said, things that Revelation is saying, what Jesus said, what Zechariah and all the other prophets said, we can understand nowadays. Why do I believe to know the day of the rapture? Jesus was born 2 BC and he died 33 years later, that means in AD 31. As for God, one day are like 1,000 days. So we will come to the year 2031. Because according to theologians, man, Adam and Eve, were created about 4,000 years before Jesus. And now we have 2,000 years more. So we are in the seventh day in millennium time, in Sabbath millennium. Is going to come very quickly. So we will come to 2031. And if you subtract the 7 years of tribulation, the rapture will be 2024. It will be when the last trumpet sounded. God always works with trumpets. There are many different kinds of trumpets. And the feast, there is a feast of trumpets, And that will be in 2024, it will be 3rd and 4th of October, when the last trumpet will be blown on the 4th. Feasts of the Bible have a deep meaning. God is working with his feast. There are 7 different feasts in Leviticus, and sometimes people think, oh, that was Jewish, but God does not change. What he says, he will keep. And so many events in the Bible history happened during certain feasts and had a meaning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
According to this, I believe that the rapture will take place on the 4th of October 2024. If it is before, praise the Lord. If it is later, praise the Lord. In any case, we must be prepared so we can take part in the rapture, in the first flight, in the first rapture. According to this, I believe rapture is going to take place very soon. The rapture occurs unexpectedly before the tribulation period. The rapture occurs unexpectedly before the tribulation period. We have many Bible references to this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, it says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. This is a message. The dead in Christ will rise first. The dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are alive will be changed. This is the first resurrection, the rapture of the church. Both the prophets Joel and Zechariah clearly reveal that the day of the Lord includes the tribulation period and continues into the millennial kingdom of Jesus. You can read that in Zechariah 12, Zechariah 13, Zechariah 14, Joel 2 and 3. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 also refers to the start of the tribulation period of peace and safety. Daniel 9:27 refers to a peace treaty. That means that the tribulation will start with peace and safety. There will be peace and safety in the beginning of the tribulation. 1 Thessalonians 5:3-6 is talking about this. And it says, 1 Thessalonians 5:3-6 tells us that the start of the tribulation period will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. That is an accurate description of how the tribulation or the period of peace and safety will start, since no one knows when the covenant of Daniel 9:27 will begin. After that treaty is signed, the world will hear about it all over the world. Peace in Israel, peace in the Middle East, peace everywhere. And so the beginning of the tribulation will occur like a thief in the night. In sharp contrast, the second coming of Jesus will occur like an alarm clock. As soon as a peace treaty is made, the world will know. Everyone can then start counting. They know that after 7 years, Jesus is coming back. In 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 and 3, it reveals that the second coming of Christ will not be a surprise, since the Antichrist will be known first. He will only be revealed after the rapture. Therefore, Paul told that the lawless one, or the Antichrist, would come first. Paul gave the Thessalonians a sign about the second coming. He was telling them about the second coming of Jesus in the same way that Jesus was telling his disciples in Matthew 24. When the abomination of desolation occurs, the Antichrist will be known. Once the Antichrist is known, anyone can count 3.5 years to the end of the tribulation. Matthew 24:29, Jesus says that the second coming of Christ will come after the 7 years of tribulation, after that tribulation has ended. He says, immediately afterwards, I'm coming. There are different kinds of raptures. The end of the tribulation will occur like a thief in the night. End of the tribulation will not come like a thief in the night. Neither will the second coming of Jesus Christ be a surprise. It will be expected, since the alarm clock will have sounded. In 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52 says, "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed." Christians will be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. At the end of the tribulation period, both Christ and the saints of all ages will come from heaven. You can read that Revelation 9:11, and come down to the earth for the battle of Armageddon. Revelation 10. The second resurrection will be after the tribulation, when Jesus is coming back. Countless people will become Christians during the tribulation. Just as they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, make him to be their Savior and their Lord, and God will count it to them as righteousness. They will come to faith because the Holy Spirit will still be operating in the world as the gospel is being preached by those who have become Christians and also as we have seen by angels. All those who have died during the tribulation time will be raised. All the saints that died before Pentecost also will be raised. The church age started on the day of Pentecost, and it ends at the second coming of Jesus. So the church that is raptured are only the Christians of the church age. Before Pentecost there was no church age. There was no church. So these saints were raptured at the same time. They were not raptured at the same time as the church. They were raptured at the coming of second coming of Jesus, together with the tribulation saints. So there will be Ezekiel, David, Samuel, Abraham, Noah, and all the prophets. They will be raised after the rapture when Jesus is coming back. When Jesus comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to reign, he will be accompanied by the church and by the raised saints from all times. If Christians die during the millennium, they will be raised at the end of the millennium, and any Christian that is still alive at that time will be changed. So the last resurrection will be after the end of the old heaven and earth, and before the beginning of new heaven and earth. And that will be the last resurrection where the unbelievers are raised for judgment. The battle of Armageddon will occur at the end of the tribulation, at the time when Jesus comes back. We read a lot about the battle of in various places in the Bible. Joel chapter 3 verse 2. It says, "I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will enter into judgment against them concerning my inheritance, my people Israel. For they scattered my people among the nations and divided up my land." Now Jehoshaphat means the Lord judges. The Lord judges in the valley of judgment. Joel chapter 3 is going to continue to talk about this battle and about the weapons. These texts correspond also to Revelation 13, 14 to 20, and Revelation 16, 10 to 16. And Paul also wrote about this coming judgment, because it says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of the appearing of his kingdom, I give you this charge. This is the great white throne of judgment, which will happen at the end when the old earth and old heaven will be destroyed. The faithful will go to rejoice in heaven, and the wicked, the unbelieving, are going into the lake of fire forever and ever." A further subject we look at is the time of tribulation in detail. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 to 27, he received a vision, and a vision of 70 weeks. It says in Daniel 9:24, 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. A week has 7 days. So when Daniel is talking about weeks, he talks about 7 years. A week has 7 years. So if there are 70 years, times 7 years, that is 490 years. From the time when Daniel received this revelation, it was exactly 69 weeks until Jesus was crucified. 1 week is still outstanding. And this is the week of tribulation, the 7 years. This is Daniel's 70th week. The Antichrist will make peace treaties, especially with Israel. But after 3.5 years, he breaks his peace treaty with Israel. During the peace time, Israel will be permitted to build a temple beside the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount. It says in Daniel 9:27, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. And on a wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. The Antichrist will sit in the temple and declare himself, "I am God." The Great Tribulation starts for the rest, for the second 3.5 years of the tribulation until Jesus returns. There is another giving of time recorded in Daniel 8:13-14, which also applies to the same period of time as Daniel 12:11-12. From the context, all have to do with the tribulation period of 7 years following the rapture. These 7 years are known as the 70th week of Daniel, and also as the time of Jacob, the time of Israel's troubles, according to Jeremiah 30. I'm giving you only an outline of concerning the number of days in the reference. In reference to the tribulation period as recorded in the book of Daniel. These are references are found in Daniel 8:11-14 and Daniel 12:11-12. We do not know that the Antichrist will make a treaty, a covenant with Israel in the first part of the tribulation, allowing them to worship in their temple and offering them their offerings. And he offered them peace. But in the middle of the tribulation, after 3.5 years, he breaks his covenant with Israel and tries to destroy them all. Daniel 8 and 12 are in reference to the second half of the tribulation, the second 3.5 years of the 7 year period, known as the Great Tribulation. Following the diagram, what you will see in a moment, an explanation should illuminate that these verses in a proper context. Because Daniel 12:11 says, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. From the time that the daily sacrifices shall be taken away. Since the daily sacrifice is taken away by the Antichrist in the middle of the tribulation, that means after 3.5 years, we know that these scriptures are dealing with the last 3.5 years of the great tribulation. Daniel 8:13 says, concerning the daily sacrifices and the host Israel to be trodden underfoot. Israel will be trodden underfoot. The temple will be trodden underfoot by the Antichrist. And in verse 14, we find the answer to verse 13 by recording a number of days concerning the last half of the tribulation period. Verse 14 says, it will be 2,300 evenings and mornings from the sanctuary will be reconsecrated. The sanctuary, the temple will be reconsecrated when Jesus comes back. It says 2,300 evenings and mornings. The sanctuary will be cleansed by the coming of Christ at the end of the tribulation. After the Antichrist breaks his covenant with Israel in the middle of the tribulation, he goes into the temple and declares himself to be God. And according to 2 Thessalonians 2, he will demand all people to worship him. To worship him and to accept the mark 666. When Christ returns, he will chain Satan for 1,000 years, cleansing the temple of Satan's domain and power. And then Christ will sit on the throne and reign as King of Kings for 1,000 years. After which he will create a new heaven and a new earth. Now verse 14 said, 2,300 evenings and mornings. This is referring to the sacrifices offered one in the morning and one in the evening. The evening and morning sacrifices constituted a day. Therefore, having 2,300 evenings and mornings sacrifices would constitute 1,150 days, which would equate 3 years, 2 months, and 10 days. Remember, in prophecy, we always have 30 days to a month, as it is in the Jewish calendar. Now we want to look at Daniel chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11, Daniel 12, verse 11, says, from the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that caused desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. These are 3 years and 7 months. Then in Daniel 12, verse 12, it says, blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of 1,335 days. That is 3 years, 8 months, and 15 days. So we have three sets of time that Daniel gives. In Daniel 8:14, it's 3 years, 2 months, and 10 days. In Daniel 12:11, it is 3 years and 7 months. In Daniel 12:12, 3 years, 8 months, and 15 days. Since all the figures are referring to the last half of the tribulation period, there must be a reason why they differ. If we subtract 3 years and 2 months and 10 days in Daniel 8:14 from 3 years and 7 months in Daniel 12:11, this will account for the time shortened as recorded in Matthew 24, since Matthew is speaking on the same period of time, the tribulation period. We have a chart which is showing the things in detail. If we compare Daniel verse 11, where it says 3 years and 7 months, with Daniel 12, where it speaks of 3 years, 8 months, and 15 days, we see an extended length of days of 45 days. That can be accounted for, as there are several things that happen at the Christ's return to establish his kingdom here on earth. Now let us look at the diagram where we see the last 45 days. Under that we see 30 days with the letters A, B, C, and D. And the 15 days with the numbers 1, 2, 3. What are these? 30 days with the letter A to D. First, A is the cleansing of Satan, the chaining of Satan, Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. B, judgment of nations, Matthew 23, 40, 40, 30, 40, and 41, and Matthew 25, 31, and 34, 2 Timothy 4, 1. C is a battle of Armageddon, Revelation 14, 14, 20, and Revelation 16, 10 to 16, and Joel 3, chapter 3. And D is the resurrection of the bodies, Daniel 12, 2, John 6, 39, and Revelation 24 and 6. The days with the number refer to festivals. In the seventh month, the first day is a feast of trumpets, the regathering of Israel. Israel was to sound the trumpet in Leviticus 23. You read all about this trumpet, about all the festivals. So Israel was to blow the trumpet. A, to assemble the people with two trumpets, to gather the leaders with one trumpet, to march forward in Numbers 10, and to go to war. So every time the trumpet was blown, and is also blown at solemn feasts. In Matthew 24, 30 to 31, it says the sound of the trumpet will be heard to summon the saved in heaven to accompany his return. So even in heaven, there is a trumpet calling all the saints, now we are going back to earth, come with us. The saved of Israel will be regathered, those in heaven, and those alive at the end of the tribulation, and the kingdom will be established. Israel's land, which was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will now be occupied by Israelites and will be enjoyed. Then, number two, it's the 7 months, the 10th day, the Feast of Atonement. That means Israel's sins are forgiven. We read that in Romans 11 and Leviticus 23. During the 3.5 years of tribulation, 2/3 of all Jews in Palestine will be killed. 2/3 of all Jews in Palestine will be killed by the Antichrist. You can read that in Zechariah 13. In the rest of the world, outside of Palestine, only 1 out of 10 Jews will remain alive. All the others are killed. It will be worse than at the Holocaust. After all Israel was persecuted for disobedience, at last God says, they shall call on my name and I will hear them. I will say, they are my people, and they shall see, this is my God. It's a day when the Jews, all those who are still alive, will all accept the Messiah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The third is the Feast of Tabernacles on the 7 months, on the 15th day. The Feast of Booths and Millennium. You read that in Leviticus 23 and Zechariah 14. The feast was celebrated as a remembrance of Israel's wilderness journey and God's miraculous protection and preservation for 40 years. It will be observed throughout the millennium as a reminder of God's providential care, his protection and preservations since they were formed as God's chosen nation. Their unfaithfulness throughout the millennium could never make God become unfaithful to the promises he made concerning them. So to summarize, first, the tribulation will be cut short by 4 months and 20 days. In Daniel 12:11, we have 3 years and 7 months. In Daniel 8:14, we have 3 years, 2 months and 10 days. Since both are in reference to the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, we can see a difference of 4 months and 20 days, and we can see what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 21 to 22. For then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, the saved of Israel, those days will be shortened. 4 months and 20 days it has been shortened for the sake of Israel. Second, when comparing Daniel 12:11 with Daniel 12:12, we have a difference of 45 days or a month and a half. The reason I divide this into 30 days and 15 days is because of the 3 days which prophetically, three feasts which prophetically have not yet been fulfilled, whereas the first four have been fulfilled. These seven festivals, as recorded in Leviticus chapter 23, are types of future fulfillments. First, you have the feast of the Passover, Pascha, in Exodus 12. It's the fulfillment in Christ's crucifixion. 1 Corinthians 5:7 says that for even Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. During the original Passover, the Israelites were delivered from slavery in Egypt. The second Passover, what Jesus fulfilled by his sacrifice, we have been forgiven. So, delivered from sin. The second is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That is fulfilled in Christ's sinless life and enjoys the Christian to lead a clean life as stated in 1 Corinthians 5:7. Where it says, purge out therefore the old heaven, old leaven, that you may have a new lump. The third is a feast of first fruits. It is fulfilled at Christ's resurrection, as stated in 1 Corinthians 15, 20 and 23. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. The fourth festival is a feast of Pentecost. This is fulfilled when Christ, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus, when he gave the Holy Spirit to the believers. Pentecost means 50. As the Holy Spirit came exactly as he promised, 50 days after his resurrection. This is therefore leaves the last three festivals of the trumpets, the atonement, and the tabernacle to be fulfilled in type as shown on this diagram. The Feast of Trumpets begins on the first day of the 7 months. The Feast of Atonement begins on the 10th day of the 7 months, and the Feast of Tabernacle begins on the 15th day of the 7 months, making a total of 15 days. The Feast of Tabernacles will continue into the millennium time. And the remaining 30 days will be occupied with the Old Testament saints receiving their resurrected bodies and Christ chaining Satan for 1,000 years and Christ's victory in Armageddon battle and Christ judging the nations in preparation for his kingdom reign. So we see the different numbers are not actually different, but they denote different things. As time rushes, from Sunday to Sunday, already a week has passed. It's going so fast. And that fast is how rapture comes closer. We have to be faithful and make our faith strong. Many adversaries are coming. Many attacks will come from Satan. And have already started to come. We must hold firm to the Savior, to the salvation that we have received. We must hold firm of the faith in the Son of God. Many have lost the faith. Since Corona came, many have lost the faith. All adversities and experiences are satanic. We have to understand. It's not us, it is not the situation, it's Satan who is trying to attack us. Paul wrote, make your salvation firm, neither turning left nor right. Make your salvation firm. Forget the world and consecrate yourself completely to the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. The rapture is at hand, and we have to be ready for it. Those who are left behind will experience terrible judgment. The judgments that we learned about in Revelation 6 to 19. Revelation is a warning to those who are committed to the love of Jesus Christ. It's a warning to lukewarm Christians. And it's a warning to those who do not believe in Jesus Christ. And it's a warning to put Christ first and forget about worldly things. Also, it's a note of victory and of joy to those who are taken to be with Jesus Christ forever. Amen.